And now let's have all the children come up to hear a story. Come right up here as usual. And as you're coming, I just want to mention that after the Lamb's offering today, we do have Children's Sanctuary, hands-on church. And so all the kids 4 to 10 are welcome to meet me in the foyer, and I'll take you over to Children's Sanctuary, hands-on church. Everyone, how many of you have a bicycle? All right, I love to ride a bike too. Well, once there was a little girl named Brooke. Brooke had a brand new bike. It was pink and it had a white seat and it had pink and white ribbons, and she loved her new bike. She would ride her bike every day, and she loved riding it so much that she would even ride it in the rain. But Brooke would often go down to the park with her grandma. And at the park, there were many girls her own age. And they loved her bike. They said what a beautiful bike she had. And they would ride their bikes around with her. And she was always really, really happy. But she often saw another little girl about her same age playing all by herself. But she didn't go over to talk with her. She was always too busy. Now at home, Brooke was told to put her bike away when she was finished playing with it. And this was not a hard thing to do, but being a busy little girl, sometimes she forgot. And then sometimes her family would put her bike away for her and remind her to always do that when she was through. So one day she was riding around the house and the ribbons were blowing and she was honking her horn and she just had a great time. And then as it got darker and darker, her parents called her in for supper. So she just laid down her bike and ran into supper. Now, after dinner, she was getting ready for bed when her dad received a phone call. There had been an emergency at work, and he needed to go into work. And so he hurriedly jumped in his truck and back down the driveway, and he heard crunch, smash. Oh, his heart sank as he looked underneath the truck, and there was Brooke's beautiful new bike, all bent. The most he had time for was just to pull it to the side of the driveway. Then he had to dash off to work, and he worked all night long. Well, the next morning, he was still asleep when Brooke woke up, and she ran out like she did every morning to ride her bike. And when she got outside, she screamed, "My bike!" She could only recognize the white seat. All the rest was bent and twisted. So she went crying in the house, my bike, it's smashed. By this time, everybody was awake in the house, and her dad came and gave her a big hug and said, "Oh, Brooke, I'm so sorry. I ran over your bike when I was going to work last night." "Oh, Daddy, how could you?" Brooke cried. "You will, of course, buy me a new bike, right?" "No, Daddy, no, Brooke, I can't," her father said. "I can't. I wish I could, but I can't afford it." So she went into her room and closed the door. Now, Grandma lived with Brooke and her father, and so Grandma went to Brooke's room to talk with her. Grandma was very wise. She said, "Brooke, dear, you must not be upset with your father." "I am upset. It's all his fault." Said Grandma. "Did your father leave the bike in the driveway last night?" "No," said Brooke, and she bowed her head. "But why can't he buy me a new one anyway?" "Brooke, darling, that bike cost a lot of money, and your father can't afford to buy you new things every time something breaks." "Oh, Grandma, it's not fair. I'm so sad." Grandma said, "I know you're sad, and I didn't say it's fair, but there is a lesson to learn here." "What's that, Grandma?" she asked. "The Bible says to set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth." "What does that mean?" asked Brooke. "Well, it means we are to love God and the things of God, because God will never be broken. God loves us, and he will always be with us." Well, Brooke tried to understand, But she was still sad the whole day. Well, the next day, Grandma took her to the park. And Brooke felt really sad as she saw all her friends riding their bikes, and she didn't have a bike. Oh, Grandma, she says, I have nothing to do. Grandma says, go play with that little girl over there. Brooke saw the little girl that was always alone, and this time she was sitting in a swing, and Brooke went up to her and said, may I push you? And she said, yeah. She says, hi, my name's Brooke, what's yours? I'm Mary. And they played together all day. When it was time to go home, Brooke didn't want to go. She was so sad. And Grandma says, we'll come back again tomorrow. So Brooke and Mary became best friends over the next several months. And Mary told Brooke what a beautiful bike she had and how she wished she had had a bike because she had never had one. But Brooke was very happy with her new friend, and they were great friends, all because of the broken bike. Well, one day, Brooke's father came home, and he was really excited. Oh, Brooke, he called. Yes, Daddy, Brooke answered. I've got something to show you out in the truck. So they went outside, and there in the back of his truck was a bike. Her dad said that a friend of his at work had given him the bike because his daughter had outgrown hers, and it was a beautiful bike. It was red and white, and Brooke loved it. It's so pretty, she said. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for thinking of me. Can I do anything I want with that bike? Of course, Daddy said, not quite sure what she meant. So the next day, they went to the park, and as soon as the car stopped, she got out and unloaded the bike. She started to push it across the parking lot. And her grandma asked, aren't you going to ride it, Brooke? No, Grandma, it's not going to be my bike. Mary saw Brooke coming over. Wow, a new bike? Mary said. Yes, a new bike, Mary. It's your bike. Mary was overwhelmed. She didn't know what to say. But I don't even know how to ride a bike, Mary said. Don't worry, Brooke said. I'll teach you. And she pushed her. Oh, Brooke, thank you, Mary said. Of course, Mary said. That's what friends are for. And Brooke had never felt happier. She was so happy for her friend, Mary, and it felt really good to give her the bike. Brooke and Mary continued to be very best friends, and all this came about because Brooke loved God and the things of God, and she was willing to open her heart to someone else when her bike broke. Let's have prayer together before you go and collect the Lamb's offering. Let's stand. Dear Jesus, thank you for always being with us. Please keep us close to you. We love you. Amen.